Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Luxury Lotus Spa Show. My name is Esther Nelson, and I will be your host for today. I help my clients make makeup optional. Using my magical wands, I give my clients confidence and help them heal. You know how most people with acne scars tend to go a little bit overboard with their makeup and also be in fear of going after the life and career that they want? Well, what I do is I help men and women with brown skin who are struggling with acne scars look and feel confident and beautiful both inside and out. For some, problematic skin can hinder them from the dream, career, or relationship they desire. My goal is to help them know that they can rise above that acne scar and have healthy, glowing, beautiful skin. At Luxury Lotus Spa, we bring the results of a med spa paired with the relaxation atmosphere of a day spa to help you look and feel your absolute best. Be sure to visit our website, www.luxurylotusspa.com, for additional resources. And also, like and follow us at Luxury Lotus Spa on your favorite social media platform. Stay tuned and let's get started with today's episode. So let's go ahead and get started with today's episode. Today we are talking about the ultimate guide for beauty beginners, and we will also touch on some 2021 goals and intentions while we're at it, okay? And of course, I will be sure to tag this, the blog associated with this, below in the comments, in the description section. It should be up in within a week or so. All right, so with today's episode, if you would like a DIY skincare routine or a plan or an action plan to help you achieve your goals of clear, smooth, and even skin in 2021, and congratulations on making it past 2020. All right, so this ultimate guide today for beginners, I believe that even if you're a little bit more advanced, you will definitely find value in it. But I wanted to touch on everything for someone who's just getting started and they still want clear, smooth, and even skin, not sure what to do, where to go. I've got all the answers ready for you. By the way, again, I'm Esther the Esthetician, and I am a 10-plus year licensed esthetician, owner of Luxury Lotus Spa. And I'm just here to help you make makeup optional. But because we are more than just our skin, I try to incorporate other tips and tricks, things that help me along my journey that I believe will help someone else. So I try and add that in there as well, because I want you to be well-rounded, where it's not just skin, you know, it's everything, mind, body, everything, okay? So if you do decide to check out the blog, I will have some little hidden gems here and there for you, but you can check it out at your own leisure. So let's talk about a skincare routine, a basic skincare routine to help you clear acne scars, you know, those stubborn post-acne brown spots, and also the ingrown hairs that often appear in the chin area. So I want to start by telling you that you need to know your skin type. Knowing your skin type is a must, because it's just like your foundation, your building ground to get your routine off to a great start. And as I'm sure you are aware by now, not every product was created equal. And that was one of the reasons why I decided to do the 21-day clear skin challenge. So it's a 21-day self-care and clear skin challenge. And if you would like access to it, you can visit www.luxurylotusspa.com/clear skin. Okay. Or you just click on the resources or link in the bio and you will be able to access it there as well. All right. So like I was saying, know your skin type. Are you dry? Are you more oily? Do you have more combination or sensitive skin? It's important to know your skin type, because that's how you will know what products to buy. Otherwise, one thing that I've noticed a lot is I get clients that think they have oily skin, where what's really happening is They have dry skin, and because they're using products made for oily skin, it is stripping their skin. So then, of the natural oils, so then the skin is like, well, something's missing here. I need to replenish somehow. So then your skin will start to produce an excess amount of sebum, which oftentimes will clog your pores and just end up giving you more problem than you really wanted to in the beginning. So a good thing, something that I like to share with my clients all the time, is this is a good way to address any acne scars. Let me go back a little bit, actually. So this, knowing your skin type, right? So here's a trick you can use. You can do what's called a double cleanse. This is when you cleanse, you wash your face with cleanser, rinse it off, wash it again, rinse it off. So that's referred to as double cleansing. And after you finish double cleansing, do not apply any oils, butter, moisturizer, anything on your skin. Leave your skin bare for about 20 to 25 minutes. Then you want to go and look in the mirror. If your skin is more dry, you'll get that ashy gray cast going on with your skin. And if you're more oily, well, you'll see that happening as well. So know your skin type. Again, most people that I've come into contact with, they have dry skin that they are treating as if it's oily skin. And dry skin is often, like I said, looks a little bit ashy. It's more prone to flaking, and then you can experience fine lines and wrinkles and all that other stuff that I know you don't want. So just keep that in mind. If you do have dry skin, then you want to lean more towards a moisturizing cleanser, like something that's not going to just strip away the sebum from your skin. Okay, and anytime your skin is deprived of something, it will produce an excess amount of something that you don't need. So just remember that. So oily skin, most of the time you'll notice that it's more shiny, right? And even after you cleanse it, like, you'll see that sheen happening. Another thing you'll notice is a lot of people with oily skin often have large pores, and it's so much easier for them to get blemishes and breakouts. So I recommend that you stay away from oil-based moisturizers. If you actually do have oily skin, then you want to stay away from it because they can cause you to break out. Also, you just want to be careful because some products will clog your pores. That's why it's important to get products made for your skin type and skin condition to help you achieve your goals. Okay. Next up, we can talk about combination skin, which is normal, right? A mixture of both dry, oily. But I rarely ever find people with combination skin. Normal skin is the one I don't really see. I usually see like a combination of, like, the chin area would be very dry, and then like the T-zone would be nice and, you know, shiny. I've seen that, but I don't really see a lot of people with normal, quote unquote, normal skin. But I guess most people, if they did have normal skin, they probably would not be coming to me because I specialize in treating acne scars, like those stubborn post-acne brow spots. So another thing to keep in mind is sensitive skin. So a lot of people think they have sensitive skin, but their skin is just sensitized over time because of products that they've used or treatments that they've had done. So I just see a lot of people throwing around the word sensitive, or my skin is super sensitive, my skin is hypersensitive. But I have found that it's just because that they use so many crappy products over the years that it's created more of a sensitized environment, if that makes sense to you. Just like with dry and dehydrated skin, like, it's that's for another episode, honestly, because I can go on for days on that one. Of course, the other thing you want to keep in mind is know the order of applying your skincare products, right? And this is, again, another thing that I really go in depth on with the challenge. If you go to luxurylotusspa.com/clearskinchallenge or just visit luxurylotusspa.com/link-in-bio, like any of those places, like, you will get access to it. So when you're applying your product, Do you know what you need to do daily, what you need to do weekly, and all that good stuff? If not, then stay tuned because I have more for you. So, how do I start a skincare routine, right? You should have a daily routine, AM and PM. You should also have a weekly routine. I call that the mini spa day at home. And then you need to also have a monthly routine, which would be more of your professional skincare treatments. So daytime routine, I call the daytime morning routine. That's more of like a way for you to get a fresh start to your day. And then the daytime evening routine, that's just to wash away the day, okay? And I talk about that a lot in past podcasts, videos, so I won't go too much into those two, but I'll just give you a breakdown real quick. So a daytime routine would include double cleansing, which means you just cleanse twice. You cleanse, rinse it off, cleanse, rinse it off. The first cleanse is just to help get as much of the dirt, bacteria buildup throughout the day, or like dead skin cells in the morning, like just to cleanse all that off. And then the second cleanse is to ensure that you got everything. So after you double cleanse, you want to always follow up with a moisturizer. And I will lean on the side of recommending a hydrating moisturizer for most people, because like I said, they're using product for oily skin and they actually have dry skin. And of course, in the morning time, you want to incorporate your weightless sunscreen. Now, here's some things to keep in mind with sunscreen. You want something that's lightweight, right? You can apply it and it feels like nothing's there. It doesn't give you that gray cast, ashiness going on with your skin. But anytime I apply sunscreen, I like to mix it in with my moisturizer. I'm not a fan of moisturizer that comes pre-made with the sunscreen, because I feel like they don't really give you enough of a protection. So I prefer to find a moisturizer that's good for my skin, get me a good weightless sunscreen, incorporate the two together myself to get a good moisture balance, like hydrating my skin and also protecting it accordingly. And so anytime I would mix those two together, I would apply it all over my face. I like to leave it on for about 20 to 25 minutes before I apply any product. So if I was going to fill in my eyebrows, if I was going to do makeup, I like to wait 20 to 25 minutes after I've applied the two together. So this is creating a two-step system in the morning. So you double cleanse and then you apply your moisturizer and your sunscreen. If you will be in the sun for long periods of time, make sure to reapply your sunscreen every 2 hours. And of course, if you are acne prone, like I said, use a lightweight broad spectrum sunscreen. Broad spectrum is just a good way to cover yourself against both UVA and UVB sun rays. UVA, the easiest way I can think to share it with you. UVA helps with aging, like it helps protect your skin against the, you know, how the sun can age your skin, like get you that leathery look. But then UVB gives you that sunburn effect. So you want a broad spectrum sunscreen that's lightweight, that will protect you against both. All right. So bedtime. So that was your morning routine, two steps, your cleansing and your moisturizing and incorporating your sunscreen. I say two step because I mix the sunscreen and the moisturizer together. So let's say it's bedtime. Oh, you know, you're yawning. I almost yawned for real. Okay, yep, it's coming. All right. So bedtime routine. I call that washing away the day. And that's still a two-step system for me. It double cleanse. You cleanse, rinse it off, cleanse, rinse it off. And I always follow up my cleanser with a moisturizer without fail. But if I'm trying to clear acne scars or ingrown hairs, or if I'm dealing with signs of aging and I'm trying to keep all of that at bay, then I would definitely want to incorporate a retinol into the mix. And I'm a fan of retinol because it's great with helping with skin cell turnover. And it's just kind of, I call it like a miracle mix because it just helps speed up the process in my opinion. But I mix my moisturizer with the retinol. On the days I do use the retinol, I would mix my moisturizer with the retinol to create one step. So I would double cleanse and then I would mix my moisturizer with the retinol. Now, retinol is something you should only be using 1 to 3 times per week. And you want to always skip a day in between use. So if you used it Monday, skip Tuesday. So you would do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or however you want to do it. Always skip a day in between. Try not to do more than 3 days, because that 3 days per week, because I get a lot of people that's like, oh, well, I know this is going to do X, Y, and Z, but what if I do this? I'm like, no, Yeah, anyways, but let's go ahead and move on to our weekly routine. So weekly routine, I refer to that as a mini spa day at home, just like self-care time. So during this time, I do a full routine for myself, and I do have an ebook and also a guide available. If you visit luxurylotusspa.com/clearskinchallenge, it will be part of that package. It's part of the 21-day challenge, okay? So you want to be double cleansing. So this is your weekly routine. You're doing this full routine. Remember, we have 2 steps in the morning, 2 steps in the evening, and 1 day per week. Set aside 20 to 30 minutes. It's usually about 20 minutes just to practice some self-care, okay? So during this time, you are going to double cleanse. You are going to exfoliate with a scrub, and you want to exfoliate in circular motions for about 90 seconds. Okay, just to make sure that you're leaving the product on your skin long enough for it to do what it's supposed to do. So 90 second rule, circular motion, remember that. So you would cleanse, double cleanse, exfoliate with a scrub. Then I like to follow up with my enzyme toner, and then I would do my signature miracle mask, and I would put that on, leave it on for about 10 minutes, rinse it off with water, and then I like to follow up with I think I told you, you leave the mask on for 10 minutes, but I like to follow that up with my enzyme toner again. Reason being, anytime I exfoliate my skin, I always enjoy following it up with a toner. So scrub is a form of exfoliant, and the miracle mask, also known as an enzyme-based mask, that's also another form of exfoliant. So I like to follow up both steps with my toner. Okay. And then after that, you can mix your serums and your treatments with your moisturizer and apply that all over. So essentially, you're double cleansing, you're exfoliating, you're incorporating your toner and your miracle mask, and you're doing your serums and your treatment. And that's your weekly routine. Usually that takes about 20 minutes. But monthly, for your professional treatment, because I get that question a lot, how often do I get my should I get regular professional treatment? This is my breakdown for it. Every 2 to 3 weeks for acne. So if you're dealing with active acne, then you want to visit your esthetician every 2 to 3 weeks. If you are dealing with acne scars, post-acne brown spots, aka, right, you want to do every 3 to 4 weeks. And of course, if you have ingrown hairs in the chin area, I would recommend the same thing. And then for waxing, I usually recommend every 3 to 6 weeks, depending on your, I guess, the rate of your hair growth would determine how frequent you come in for your service, for your waxing service. But again, acne treatments, you want to do every 2 to 3 weeks, but be consistent. Acne scars, you know, those brown spots, you want to do every 3 to 4 weeks. And then ingrown hairs in the chin area, you want to do, again, every 3 to 4 weeks, right? And another thing I like to share with my clients is 80% is the 80-20 rule. I'm sure you've heard that for so many different things, but it's because it's true. 80% of your results will be based on what you do at home, your home care routine. And then the other 20% of it will be based on what your esthetician does in the salon with your skin. Of course, if you live close by, you live if you live close by or you live far away, you can visit shop.luxurylotusspa.com. And you can visit their virtual facial option, and you can order your kit there, and I will ship a kit to you directly, and I will come on video with you to walk you through step by step what to do, when to do it, and then you'll have the products afterwards for you to follow up with your home care routine. Okay. So it's not just products for the virtual facial, but it's also products that you will continue to use as your regular home care routine. And these, it will be customized based on your skincare goals and type. And the way I do that is, which you'll see when you visit shop, shop.luxurylotusspa.com. Again, it is shop, shop.luxurylotusspa.com. If you visit the resources or the link in bio, you will also see it there as well. So check the description for more. So you order your kit, you complete a new client consultation form, and I look at everything over and I ship your kit to you. And once you get your kit, you can just log in and schedule your one-on-one facial, which is a complimentary service. So that one-on-one, as long as you're ordering the kit from my website, that one-on-one you don't pay for. So you'll get that call, we'll sit down face-to-face, and I will walk you through step-by-step within our 60 minutes together, what to do, when to do it, how to do it, all that other good stuff. So I take away the guessing game and just kind of simplify the process for you. All right, so let's move on. Again, yeah. I know someone's going to ask. The website, it's www.luxurylotusspa.com. And you can click on shop at the top or just visit luxurylotusspa.com/link, LINKINN, and then bio, BIO, or just click the resources link in the description. That all of those will take you there as well. Okay? So, remember these two rules. Rule number one is the 5-10-20 rule, okay? This is one that, I was trying to be creative. When I take showers sometimes, I like to think of different ways to describe things to clients to make it make sense. So this was one of the ones that came to me. All right, so 5 minutes per day, 2 times a day is all it takes for you to get clear, smooth, and even skin, because you're only technically doing 2 steps with your morning and evening routine. So that's a total of about 10 minutes to cleanse, moisturize, and treat and protect your skin daily without acne and post-acne brown spots and ingrown hair and a chin area kits. So the kits will be customized to address everything based on your skin type and goal. Okay? And then 20 minutes is all it takes for you to practice self-care. Do your mini spa day at home. And another thing that I do, which I give credit to my niece who introduced the book to me, the book is called Atomic Habit. And in the book, they talk about my cousin. I always call her my niece. She always correct me every time I do it. It's called habit stacking. So anytime I'm washing my hair, doing my hair care routine, I like to incorporate my other routines in there as well. So it saves me time. So when you hop, if you listen to the series I recently recorded, I think it was like a 11-part series where it talks about hair, skin, like everything, all of your self-care routine. It talks about all of that. I talk about the double stacking there as well. So I think I said it right. I had to think back real quick. So what you want to consider is, I think my time will be running out soon in about 8 minutes. Let me see if I can finish this in 8 minutes. All right. So, I lost it. So 20 minutes a day. So I wash my hair while I'm in the shower. I also wash my face. I'll exfoliate with the scrub. And while the conditioner is in my hair, I like to have my face mask on for the duration. And then when I go back to rinse out the conditioner, I also rinse off my face mask and I apply my moisturizer and any treatment I plan on doing. And of course, the 80-20 rule, 80% of your results is based on what you're doing at home and 20% is based on what I'm doing in the treatment room or what your esthetician is doing, depending on where you're listening to me from. So if you need help finding the perfect regimen for your skin, I will link down below the blog that's associated with this podcast episode video series. I will be sure to link it down below and it will have a step-by-step routine to help you design a regimen where you get your cleanser, your exfoliant, your scrub, your miracle, your mask, the enzyme mask, your enzyme toner, your serums, sunscreen, your moisturizer, and all that other good stuff. And of course, if you just visit shop.luxurylotusspa.com or luxurylotusspa.com/virtual, they will all get you there. luxurylotusspa.com/virtual, luxurylotusspa.com/virtual, and you will be able to see it there as well. So you can order your kit and I will customize everything for you. So what skincare products should beginners buy? I like to say start small and then you can always build it up there. So to start small, a good simple skincare routine for a beginner, I would say is a good cleanser, right? Because it's going to help remove any dirt from the skin, clearing your pores, exposing clear, fresh layer of skin. Yes. So we need our cleanser, a good cleanser according to our skin type. You also need a moisturizer to hydrate and soften the skin. Moisturizers are also great because they help keep the skin healthy and youthful. And you cannot, I repeat, you cannot miss this step. Because I get a lot of people that say, well, I have oily skin. When I put moisturizer on, it just makes my, I'm like, no, it's because you're using the wrong one for your skin. But I've covered that before in a previous episode, so I won't linger on that one for too long. The other thing I would recommend is to incorporate an enzyme toner or enzyme mask. I would say if you had to do one out of the two, go with an enzyme mask. I like a clay-based enzyme mask because it just helps address multiple skin concerns at the same time. So a good simple regimen would be a cleanser, your moisturizer, and an enzyme mask. So another thing to keep in mind is just to give it time. It's not going to happen overnight, right? It didn't get there overnight, so we can't expect it all to go away overnight. So the reality is there's a lot of products out there on the market. Actually, another way I like to share with my client, another thing I like to share is think about your skincare routine and your professional treatment like you driving to work. You could take the interstate. You can take the back road. You can take the main road. You can take many different routes to get there. You will get to your destination, but it's just some routes might have traffic. Some might have extra speed bumps, extra stops. So the point of working with an esthetician is just to help you minimize those stops and those speed bumps and the traffic along the route. Okay. And another thing I like to share is think about it like, if you have a personal trainer and you work out with your personal trainer one time per month, right? And they give you, they're like, oh, you need to exercise daily, make sure you eat healthy. And you decide, I worked out with you once this month. That should be enough until I see you next month. And you don't eat right. You don't exercise like you're supposed to. When the time comes, you can't expect to see abs when you weren't doing your part at home, right? So it's the same thing with your skin. If you're seeing your esthetician and you're not following up with a good home care routine, or you're getting creative and creating your own route, you can't expect the same kind of results, okay? So find someone you trust is key. Find an esthetician you trust and just be patient because it will not happen overnight. The other things I wanted to talk to you about is your 2021 goals and intentions. Have you set those yet? This is something new I started doing this year, is I have a composition notebook and I wrote down in there, it's called a brain dump, like everything that I want to accomplish. And then I broke it up into quarterly, like this is what I want to work on this quarter. This is what I want to work on next quarter. So yeah, so those are just one of the things you can do, whether it's your skin. I like to write down, like, so if you're listening and you're dealing with skincare issues, I'm a big fan of writing down your goals and what you plan on doing to achieve those goals. And then you can break it down by the quarter. Each quarter, I should have 3 professional facials. I should be cleansing my skin and doing all that stuff. Oh, this is another one I like to share, is the 1 to 59. You see a professional one time per month, but then you have 59 other opportunities for you to address your skincare concern. Meaning, you're cleansing and moisturizing twice a day, and there's 30 days in a month. 30 times 2 is 60. You see your esthetician once, then you have 59 opportunities for you to take care of your skin yourself. But yeah, so my goal again with the podcast episode, each and every podcast episode, is just to help you transform your skin and your life. It's not, you're more than just your skin. So I don't want to just focus on skin. I want you to get all the different aspects of your life in order, whether it's getting more organized, self-education, whatever it is. I just want to push you, encourage you to get the stuff that you deserve in life. So I hope today's episode was helpful for you. Hopefully you created your vision board. I would love to see what yours look like. I did create one with my friend and I'm loving it. I look at it daily. One of my items on my vision board is to read the Bible in a year. So every day we have a different sermon that we're reading. And then once a week, we're supposed to get together and just kind of like recap or make sure that we're all caught up. Make sure we're all caught up weekly, but then once a month we get together and just kind of talk about everything. But it is Esther the Esthetician here. If you haven't picked up the book yet, remember you can visit theultimateselfcarebook.com. And I appreciate your love and support. And if you haven't seen it yet, I did do my last live of 2020. I thought it was kind of funny. So check it out for yourself. And I hope you get a good laugh out of it as well. And remember, you can visit luxurylotusspa.com/resources or www.luxurylotusspa.com/link-in-bio. They will both redirect you to the right place. But it's just resources to help you along your journey to clear, smooth, and even skin. Have so much love and respect for you. Until next time, Esther the Esthetician, signing off. 'Kay. So you stayed until the end. I really, really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, or even if you didn't, visit us at Luxury Lotus Spa on your favorite social media platform and comment on today's post to let us know what you think about today's episode. All right. And to download the free guide, visit www.luxurylotusspa.com/guides. That is GUIDES. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Again, this is Esther the Esthetician signing off. Until next week. Talk to you soon. Mwah!